Within a distance of 8 kilometers from Mai Mahiu in the Rift Valley, you find Jikaze Self Group. Jikaze, which means struggling on in Kiswahili, is a group of people displaced during the 2007-2008 post-election violence. It is home to approximately 800 internally displaced persons from different communities affected by the violence. With about 145 mud houses with mabati roofing, the area stands on 17.5 acres in a semi-arid land. The camp is situated in a semi-arid area. People here came together after being displaced from their homes following the disputed 2007 general elections to form a self-help group through which they have purchased land to live and envision a better future at Mai Mahiu in Naivasha. The camp has built an education center. The center caters for children aged between 4 to 7 years. Those above 7 years have to walk long distances to attend school. I met 20-year-old Sharon Wanjiro at the Jikaze Education Center. Wanjiro is a teacher at Jikaze Camp School. She teaches Standard 1 class with about 11 pupils. With lack of education facilities and government support, teaching here is not easy.
I don't even know how the syllabus looks like. So when results come out, you find our pupils not performing well because they don't know so many things. There are no books, no chalks, and the blackboard is very, very small.
Sharon is a mother of one. Her daughter is 2 years old. Without a salary, she cannot better take care of her baby.
I do not have a salary. I depend on well-wishers and people like you for my salary. Now, I have not even been paid for 7 months.
There are many challenges facing this community. Education is just but one of them. Farming is another one. The area is dry and difficult to cultivate. James Njoroge is the camp's vice chairman.
Since we came here in 2008, the government has been offering food, but in very small portion. The food is provided on a monthly basis, but some month can pass without them bringing food. Like for example this month. Again, it does not also matter how big or how small your family is, the ratio is the same.
Despite the many challenges faced by the Jikaze IDPs, solidarity is a key word for the community. Solidarity helps them survive and hope for a better tomorrow. Jikaze is Swahili word, which loosely translates into strive or struggle on. Women are especially struggling on. To address some of these challenges, 35 women formed their own group in 2009 to empower themselves economically. Mercy Wanjiro is the secretary at the Jikaze IDP camp.
We contributed money, 100 shillings each, and at the end of the month, we picked a ballot and one woman picked. With that money, we were able to buy household goods. Now each woman has a goat. Then we later, through a well-wisher, we were able to acquire a greenhouse.
What other projects would you wish to establish?
We would wish to practice horticulture. We are not doing beads, but our greatest challenge is insufficient funds. And that's why we are moving step by step.
How is the market like?
The market is there. It is there that we do not have the means to make a greenhouse. If we could have 3 more, it would have been nice because we have great market for our tomatoes. However, for the beads, the market is quite a challenge.
Despite the strides, Mercy and our group still face a number of challenges. They believe this can never be changed with good leadership in place, voting in leaders that will support them both financially and morally. For this reason, and with a new constitution in place, people at the Jikaze Center hope to vote for their liberty in the forthcoming general elections.
We do not want to continue with this situation. We do not want to go to the next election either in this situation. We want each of us to come out in large number come 2012 and vote for leaders who will make difference.
It would be sad not to vote come 2012. And yet, we are the victims of 2007 elections. And also, we have not been resettled. We have not also received much assistance from the government. What we want now is for the government to resettle us before December.
I will just vote, but 50-50, and I hope that this is going to make a difference. But my heart is still heavy with a lot of pain.
For Jikaza Self-Group, this light at the end of the tunnel. To them, striving and never giving up is their spirit. Their only wish is to be resettled before the next general elections. The ball now remains in the government's court. My name is Jackie Oko for Internews in Kenya.